Kids! I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful.
Hey, it's the Stereo's Coconut Sand.
Sriracha.
Welcoming you to episode 4 of Stereo's Kills a Kid. Thank you guys so much. Obviously, just straight up from the top, if you have any questions, or more importantly, if your kids have any questions, they can go to stereoskillsakid.com. In our last episode, a kid wrote in and was like, a kid stole my snowball and my snowman, what do I do? And I think we told the kid to plant a gun and...
Right, in the other kid's locker.
The other kid's locker, right. I didn't even know we had a voicemail line, but someone sent us a voicemail about it.
Yeah, you know, I heard that, and good job, Jesse. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, our producer Jesse, we love you. Okay, so I'm going to play the voicemail, and then let's get your thoughts.
If someone stole my snowman to make a snow fort, I would pee on it.
Well, thank you. Last remaining Nazi in the world.
Oh my God!
Sending that in.
Look, I mean, I guess that's kind of no better than what we said, which was to, didn't you tell the kid to fuck the other kid's boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah, cuckoldry is always the answer.
Yeah, it seems to always be the answer from you. I think you said, and I quote, what we need is sexual terrorism.
Sexual violence.
Oh, okay. Is that what you said? Oh, so now you're suddenly remembering.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess peeing on someone's snow fort is a kind of sexual violence.
You should write words on it, like the word cock. You could piss the word cock into the snow fort. So I'm liking this guy's idea. Thanks, Joseph Mengele.
Oh, my God. All right, we have another comment from somebody. Interestingly... Another one of the callers, not callers, but questioners from last time. Remember that guy who was like, my friends and I keep using, like, terrible language and, like, we keep calling each other gay. And
yeah, they were calling each other the gay word.
Right, exactly. And then it turned out, like, one of them was gay. And then, you know, so they're kind of like, well, what do we do? All right, so he writes, from Cringe the Edgelord 16. Thanks for answering my question. It was honestly pretty helpful. And I reevaluated some things about myself and the insults I should use.
Ah, we helped a kid.
We helped a kid. We helped one kid.
We helped kill a budding comedy career, though.
Yeah, I mean, I have enough competition. I don't need any more I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
Honestly, yeah, don't. Just no more comedians. No more.
Exactly. Yeah, we're all full up. Another listener. Okay, quick listener comment. How can you tell if it's more than just a fart? That's Anna, 7 years old.
If you have to force it, you're not going to have a good time.
That's really smart.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard that?
No.
Like, if you have to... A relationship is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably shit. You've never heard that before?
I swear to God, I've never heard that before. And I swear to God, that is both the most disgusting and most helpful piece of relationship advice.
Did we talk about shitting our pants last week, or was that the week before? Or have we never talked about shitting our pants?
Or do we talk about shitting our pants so much that we can't remember?
When was the last time you shit your pants as an adult?
I've never completely and fully shit my pants as an adult.
That's a fucking lie.
It's not a lie.
You can tell the people.
I'm on the record. It's never happened. I've come close.
Oh, well, look at this guy over here.
Oh, well, I'm not lording it over you. All right, when was the last time you pooped your pants?
I told you I had food poisoning. I shit myself in my apartment.
How long ago?
Oh, probably like a year ago.
That's not very long ago. I was hoping you were going to say when I was 6 years old or something.
Oh, no. I mean, I probably did shit my pants as a 6 year old. But...
All right, well, let's get to some questions. By the way... This is a very dirty start. It's uncomfortably dirty for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
God damn it, Sriracha. All right.
Don't hear about those sexy kids.
No! Oh! All right. Question number one. Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of the show, and I would like you to help me solve a problem. So recently, I've been seeing everything so negatively, and I don't get why. Everyone always asks me what's wrong, and I don't have anywhere to answer them because I don't know. That jumbled mess summarized... How can I see the world more positively? That's Spaghetti, age 14.
Hell yeah, clinical depression. Now we're at a topic that I can really, really grab my fingers around. This is like my Stephen Hawking is to computers as I am to depression. Oh, wait, no, he was a physicist.
Stephen Hawking was a computer. That's the thing. So, like, that's why you're confused.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking was to, I don't know, space and shit.
Like, I don't know. That guy seemed cool.
Crippling depression.
All right. So, I guess...
Listen, kid, first thing I gotta tell you is if you're feeling suicidal, you're absolutely listening to the wrong podcast.
Oh, God, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, our title kind of absolves us of any responsibility. If you listen to a show called Stairs Kills Kid, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you know what? And I'll say this straight up because I can say whatever I want. Pork Chatter, our partner podcast, because I don't want to associate what I'm about to say with the Stereos Coconos, everybody's favorite good boy of comedy.
I am good.
Anti-suicide line.
Wait, you mean call a suicide hotline?
Do not. Do not call them.
Interesting.
We are anti-suicide hotline. Wait, I am.
Why?
Because they'll hang up on you if you're drunk, man. They'll hang up on you if you're drunk. And they'll tell you you're drunk and then hang up on you. I guess the suicide hotline training, they don't teach you that 72% of suicides, they have drugs or alcohol in their system.
Where are you getting this information? Is this coming from personal experience?
No, Google it. Google it. You are not allowed to call a suicide hotline when you're drunk.
Okay. Okay, wow. I guess, unfortunately, I kind of have to agree with you. Like, don't call a suicide hotline. That's just like some stranger that doesn't know what they're doing and they're not getting paid and they're probably just on some sort of prison release. You gotta, like, call someone you know, even if you're afraid to talk to them. Because, like, someone you know has a vested interest in keeping you alive. Someone in the suicide hotline, like, they just gotta get through these calls.
Are they volunteers? I don't even think they're paid.
You know what? I have no idea. I am not authorized to give medical advice. I know very little about, wait, hold on. You know what? Wait. Reversal. Blanket denial. Call a suicide hotline. Help is out there. All right, so how do we help? Okay, so this guy's seeing everything from a negative perspective. How do we help this guy see the positive in the world? What about delusion? Like, here's the thing about delusion. If you just, like, say, if you wake up and you say to yourself, like, I'm the hottest boy in the world. I am smart and funny. Like, if you just lie to yourself all the time. I feel like the people who succeed are people who are constantly lying to others and themselves.
It's called the daily positive affirmations.
Wait, what?
That's a thing. Like, where you wake up in the morning. And it's, the only time I've seen it talk, I don't know if anybody actually do it. Does this, but I've seen it in those like smarmy business books. It's like you wake up in the morning and you reaffirm, you look in the mirror and you say things like, I am smart, I am going to conquer the day. Everyone is jealous of mine. No, I'm sure that's probably not one of them.
But why not go for it? Like, in for a penny, in for a pound. Everyone is jealous of me. Everyone wants to date me, but I will never date any of them. They can't touch my solid gold dick. Like, I'm saying go big or go home. Wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and just tell yourself a string of lies.
Well, you don't frame them as lies. Frame them as things that aren't true yet.
But every lie is just a truth that's yet to happen. Like, the nice thing about, like, waking up and telling yourself a big list of lies is, like, well, what's the worst that happens? You end up believing it? Like, right now, you think things are terrible, and you think you're terrible, and you think you're a big fat fatso, or you think you're not funny, or you think you're not smart, or you're being sued, or, you know, things that other people think. Like, but the thing is, what do you got to lose by lying to yourself? What are you going to end up feeling worse? I don't think so. It sounds like you can't feel any worse than you're feeling right now if you're writing to us for help.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that's like that whole thing that's a lie told 100 times becomes true.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes, exactly. And if the lie is big enough, the people believe.
All you gotta do is you gotta believe it. Jordan Peterson talks about this in his book, 12 Rules for Life. It's like whenever you have to walk with your shoulders back and your head up, because that puts off an air of like it, people think that people that are standing up straight know what they're talking about.
Yes.
More than other people. So it doesn't matter if it's true or not. You just need to convince other people that it's true.
Something that I often say is, if you say it fast enough, people will believe it. Like if you just slip it in there, like, you know, for example, like, oh, yeah, I went to Harvard. Now, think about this. Oh, yeah, I went to Harvard. Ding! And then make a gun finger. No one will believe that. Don't make any gun fingers. Definitely don't make the bing noise with your mouth. Don't do that. You gotta talk fast, walk tall, wake up in the morning and lie to yourself.
That's actually, I mean to derail your idea, but the talking fast thing.
Yeah.
One of the most common signs that you can spot that someone is lying to you is if they're offering too much information.
Yes! Yes! If the story you're telling is too complicated, it's a lie.
Uh-huh.
Just quick, I went to Harvard. I went to Harvard from 1994 to 1998, and I majored in business and I minored in psychology. I lived in the dorms on Beacon Hill, and I also, one of my classmates was actually trying to be Jennifer Lawrence, and I had no idea at the time. Lies.
Yeah, you gotta just make your... what the fuck are we talking about? This isn't gonna cure your depression.
This absolutely will, I'm not kidding. Like, I know that I'm pitching this in an ironic format for everyone else, because it's like, well, we're here to entertain people. But I'm also absolutely telling you the truth. Wake up in the morning, write a list of lies. Wake up in the morning and tell the lies to yourself. And lie to yourself all day. Say to yourself, I'm the hottest piece of shit in the world. How many times, Sarantia, have you met a girl who's like kind of a 6, but she carries herself like a 10, so she becomes an 8?
Everyone on Instagram.
Yes! That's exactly right.
Man, you ever meet some of these Instagram models in real life?
No.
I went to, I'm not going to say her name because I think it's good. This is actually embarrassing. You know, my policy is usually guns akimbo. I don't give a shit. I'll tell you what people say. But this is actually kind of embarrassing. One of a very, very, very famous Instagram model went to high school with me. Mm. Remember, I've showed you pictures of her.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I'll show you pictures after it. But she's like a big one. She's got a lot of followers and she looks real, real good in her pictures. But IRL, it's not nearly as on lock as one might suspect by looking at her photos. But she's amassed this million member cult following because she just knows how to carry herself.
She knows how to walk, she knows how to talk, she knows her angles, and she knows what dangles. And so do you, after you take our advice.
My advice is get on Venlafaxine, it's awesome.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. That's... All right, do both.
Yeah, like if we're doing serious conversations, get some help. I mean, I know that came out in a mean way, but tell your parents how you're feeling. They care about you, probably, unless you're living in a fucking 18th century 18th century novel. Your parents probably give a shit about your mental health.
That's true. Look, I don't know. The easiest advice in the world is always like, get help, seek help, get a doctor. It's like, it's hard to find a doctor. Like, sometimes your insurance is shitty and, like, there is no doctor. Like, sometimes you don't have insurance. But I will definitely say this. A very specific piece of advice we can give you is Venlafaxine is really good. That's the generic for Effexor.
Yeah.
That's an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication?
It's both, I think.
Yeah, that actually...
Fuck yeah!
I mean, we're both on.
I'm on enough to kill a horse.
Yeah, and I'm on enough to wound a horse. And I started taking Venlafaxine about 3 years ago, and it is the only antidepressant that I have found that works for me.
Man, it really works for me, but I keep falling off the horse, and then it's so hard to get back on, because the first couple days you're on it, I don't know if you do, but I get these, like, splintering headaches.
Oh, yeah?
And it feels like I swallowed a cart full of pennies.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so then I'll just forget to take it, and I'm like, oh, well, I really need to take it, because if I don't, my brain's going to melt, but if I do, I'm going to have I have 3 days of these side effects. So, yeah, just rough through the first couple days.
Yeah.
Get on that shit. It works.
Like, you know, there's no such thing as a pill without side effects. I mean, especially a pill that's designed to make your brain feel better, but I would hope that you wouldn't let that scare you, because... I've been on this pill for maybe 3 or 4 years now, and it has benefited me immensely.
Yeah. It's the only thing that's worked for me, too. SSRIs are bullshit. MAOIs, nobody prescribes those anymore.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Venlafaxine.
Yeah, I've tried all of them. I tried Lexapro a long time ago. I tried Wellbutrin. I tried Abilify. I tried Prozac. And Venlafaxine worked right away, and it works really well.
Yeah.
But also try the lies thing. Like, you can do them both.
Yeah, you can take pills and lies.
Yeah, I am telling you right now, there are some ugly-ass dudes. And they just walk into a bar with confidence, and they just walk out with two honeys on their arm.
That's the best attractive quality in a man.
Confidence?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding, buddy?
I'm not. And the thing is, what is confidence but someone who is lying to themselves about everything?
Of course. Everybody's depressed.
Yes. Everybody's depressed. Everybody's fat. Everybody's ugly. Everybody hates their job. But it's just like, the thing is, you will pass a lie detector test if you believe the lies.
Sometimes you'll pass just because they don't work that great.
Right, they're not great tests. But the thing is, when you're talking to a girl at a bar, she's a lie detector. I mean, if you believe the lies, you'll pass the test.
Or if you give the lie detector alcohol.
What? Trisha! All right, I'm getting to the next question. All right. Noah writes, how do I get more YouTube followers? I make epic YouTube videos, but my only followers are related to me, and that is Noah, age 9. What can a 9-year-old boy do to get more YouTube followers? I'm guessing he's already playing Fortnite.
Is that the kids are into Fortnite? Yeah, no, Ninja got to play with Drake.
Wait, what?
The other week. You didn't hear about that?
I did not.
Oh my god, that was all over everywhere. I don't even know what Fortnite was before I heard about this story. Apparently there's some, like, one of the top Twitch streamers' name is Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes, like, something like $500,000 every 2 months or something, just streaming the stupid fucking game.
Yep.
But he got to play with Drake, like Drake the rapper. And that was, like, all over Twitter, because everybody was real, real into it. I guess I didn't tune in, obviously, because I don't care about video games or for nerds.
No, well, obviously. The other day was Take Your Children to Work Day, and at one of my jobs, and I was, like, in charge of, like, entertaining the kids. And I was just like, I'm just going to put Fortnite on. And everyone was like, what's this? What's this? What's this? Why is someone running around building a house? And I go like, don't worry about it. And the moment all the kids showed up, they were like, Fortnite, Fortnite, Fortnite. We love Fortnite, Fortnite, Fortnite. It's like, yep.
Is that like the new Minecraft? What is the game about?
It is. Imagine if Minecraft was more entertaining. It has it's essentially Minecraft, the first person shooter, because you build a big fort, kind of like you do in Minecraft. Like, you find things, you craft things, but you then hide in that fort with a gun and shoot people trying to break into your fort.
Is it as jam-packed with autism as Minecraft is?
I'm not going to insult the autistic community, but I will say this. A lot of kids love the Fortnite. The kids are all about the Fortnite. Boys, girls, age 2, age 12. They love the Fortnite.
They're loving this Fortnite. Okay. Well, I'm going to put myself in the role of my 16-year-old cousin. Mm-hmm. Here, she's hip, she's hot, she's trendy. She's the most popular girl in her school, according to my aunt, for some fucking reason.
Yeah, your aunt brags about that. Have I talked about this
before?
Not on podcast. We've told me this, and it's very sad.
Dude, my aunt is a fucking... I love her to death, but she is not a good parent. If you're listening to this, which is bizarre because she used to work for Child Protective Services, but she at one point told me my cousin is on her cheerleading squad, and apparently she's constantly getting in little spats with the other cheerleaders on the cheerleading squad. And she was talking about, my aunt was telling me this, how my cousin is the, let's call her Katie. Katie is the most popular girl in her high school because she's the only one that's allowed to have sleepovers with girls and boys at them. So everybody, like the whole school, wants these invites to Katie's sleepover. So Katie has a friend named Alyssa, and Alyssa apparently didn't invite her to go to the mall with all the other cheerleaders. So she was like, well, what the hell? And they were talking, Alyssa and her little posse was talking crap
about Katie.
Yeah. Okay. So what my aunt suggested that Katie do was have a sleepover, a co-ed sleepover, and only invite the boys they were into and other girls. And so they were like begging for an invitation to the sleepover and they didn't get one. And I'm like, what? Wait. So you're holding this once a week? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, just like in your house. She says yes. I'm like, aren't you afraid they're gonna be like fucking on your couch or something? And she's like, yeah, they probably are. I buy them alcohol. I'm like, you are such a bad parent. You're lit as fuck, but you're probably not a good influence.
Counterpoint to that. Look, they're going to be doing this anyway. Shouldn't they be doing this in the safety of someone's house? They shouldn't be getting drunk and having sex in an alleyway or in some car in a 7-Eleven parking lot. Now they can drink and have sex in a comfortable environment.
Listen, all I'm saying is I feel like there should be a happy medium between not between your sex ed class consisting of passages from the Bible and buying your 16-year-old liquor.
No, I just wanted to try on the other side of that to see how it felt, and it felt really gross. she shouldn't. Your aunt shouldn't be living vicariously through her daughter and her daughter's hand job parties.
My aunt has once straight up told me, she was like, it's so hard to get on the cheerleading squad these days, because I used to be a cheerleader in high school. It's like, yeah, I know. And she's like, you gotta learn all these stunts and stuff. When I was in high school, all you gotta do is be hot. Like, you just show up and they tell you right there yes or no.
Did your aunt live in like Beverly Hills 90210? I feel like your aunt lived in One Tree Hill or something. Like,
dude, I don't know.
Your aunt's viewpoint is so warped. Wait a minute. This has nothing to do with helping a 7-year-old get more YouTube subscribers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was going to put myself in the role of my cousin Katie.
Who's 16?
Right. I think she would say you need to make epic yeet videos.
Wait. What's just a regular yeet video, let alone an epic one?
Yeet compilation videos.
What are you talking about?
You can try dabbing on your teacher. Kids love that, apparently.
My 51-year-old boss told me what dabbing was. He had to show me what it was.
It's just a stupid dance move, right?
I didn't know what it was to dab on them haters. I didn't know. Until I was on set on a commercial and my boss at one of my gigs was like, why don't you try dabbing? And then the guy did the dab and then my boss did the dab and I was like, now I know what a dab is and I'll know forever.
Is that the boss with the kid who makes like $200,000 a year flipping Supreme merch?
No comment. Anyway, okay. All right, I will definitely agree with what you're saying. Dabbing on your teachers, dabbing on bullies, dabbing on girls. All right, Noah.
You got to dab on something that nobody's ever dabbed on before, though.
Yes, oh my. You got to dab on cops.
You know what people love? What? You know what the people love? They love mukbang videos. So why don't you buy a bunch of food, make a mukbang, but first you dab on the food.
Okay, and in case you don't know what a mukbang video is, Noah, it's where you eat food into camera and, what do you talk?
You just talk about nothing. It's fascinating. I love them.
Mukbang videos apparently come from, like, they started as, like, a Japanese trend, right?
I believe the word is Korean.
Oh, I apologize. A Korean trend where Koreans were really lonely and had no one to eat with, so YouTubers started pretending to eat with people.
Yeah, it was really sad. They just streamed themselves eating. And I was watching a couple, like, hardcore Korean mukbangers, like these people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year mukbanging. And it's like they put hot pots and they angle the camera so it looks like they're sharing it with you. And sometimes they'll take their chopsticks and, like, hold out a bite for you. And it's real sad.
Okay, it's sad for them, but Noah, very lucrative for you.
You gotta yeet on those mukbangs.
You gotta yeet and dab. You gotta dab on that food, yeet on those mukbangs. And here's the thing, Noah. I don't know if there are any 7-year-old mukbangers. So eat Captain Crunch. Eat fruit roll-ups. Like, Noah, you can essentially become a friend to the internet. Noah, you're 7 years old. I think what you got to do is find out what's trending, aka mukbang videos, dabbing on cops, having hand job parties, apparently.
Don't dab on the cops, kids.
And, no, dab on the cops. And then just, you're the 7-year-old cop dabber. You're the 7-year-old mukbanger. You're the 7-year-old guy that goes into Fortnite and just screams Leroy Jenkins. Like, whatever anyone else has done, do the 7-year-old version of it. Copy all of their tags. Write really bombastic headlines.
A bunch of keywords in your title. Yep. Like, epic fail dab on teacher in the hood gone wrong.
Yeah, gone sexual.
Gone sexual.
NSFW. You just, right now, it sounds to me, I'm not kidding, Noah. If the only people that are following you are your family, then it sounds like your SEO game is whack. You got to get all the key again. Just, you know what, Noah? Here's the thing. I want you to take a week off of making YouTube videos and just watch them. And I want you to talk to your friends, ask them what YouTube videos they watch, and just make a list. Again, like, sometimes people try to solve creative problems by just going forward, like barreling forward like a train. But, or, you know, or like a car. But the thing is, if your tires are stuck in the mud, it doesn't matter how hard you hit the gas, you're not going to go anywhere. Like, take a week off, put the camera down, step away from the emails, don't be constantly looking at your notifications and constantly looking at your metrics, and just say to yourself,
I'm going to dab on a cop today.
I'm going to dab on a cop. I'm going to, if there's a fire truck, I'm going to see if I could interview the fire dog. Just do cute, fun things that YouTubers are already doing, stuff with pets. But again, just take a week, make a list of what's popular, talk to your friends, talk to their friends, find out what people are watching, and then just copy, copy, copy. Be an exact clone of it. Don't try to improve it. Just do it, because you're the 7-year-old version of blank.
You think Candy Crush was an original idea? It wasn't.
No.
They stole that. They stole that shit. I think they stole Angry Birds, too.
Yeah.
Not that company, but the people who did. Yeah, no, you could make, and try to combine as many trends as you can.
Yep.
Like Fortnite dabbing in the hood mukbang.
Yes. If you're mukbanging, okay, you're in a mukbang video, you're eating Captain Crunch with your left hand, you're playing Fortnite with your right hand, and then every 30 seconds you pull out an air horn, you go, bah, 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 and then you dab on a cop.
Perfect.
Everyone's watching that, not just your family.
That's viral.
That's going viral.
That's viral, baby.
That's going viral. All right. I think we helped Noah, you think?
Yeah, that's genius. We're so smart.
All right, we're the best. All right. All right, here's our last question. Hey, I'm that 14-year-old boy that you refused to fight on your live stream, even though I offered you an all-expenses-paid trip here to the Bronx. I don't remember this at all.
I don't remember this even one little bit.
I guess a lot of people are offering to fight me. But anyway, I need help. I go to a very good high school in downtown New York City where a lot of the smart kids go. Along with this, there are a bunch of IEP kids. I don't know what that means. Independent education program. Even though I was put into the school for my high grades, the school social worker said I'd be better off if I'm with kids who have similar social skills.
Oh no.
Being one of the only kids in the group who isn't a complete fucking idiot, I'm constantly being tormented and harassed all day for not being a quote tard end quote. Use better language. I'm not allowed to fight these kids because I'm a foot taller than most of them, so I'd be the first to get suspended in a fight, and also I try not to fight tards. Again, language. What do I do? Signed, George, age 14.
Okay, well, I'm looking. I pulled up the Wikipedia page for IEP. Looks like one of the first... Well, let me just put it this way. I'm not reading you a Wikipedia article, but the word disability is in the first paragraph.
Okay.
So, when you say, George, can I call you George? When you say your teachers think you have similar social skill levels, what prompted that conversation is the first thing I'm gonna need to know. Because I feel like you're leaving out, maybe intentionally, probably intentionally, an incident or a series of incidents that has led you to be in this situation.
Possibly an incident or a series of incidents of you threatening to fight people.
Very true. Very true.
Seeing as you apparently threatened to fight me, and I guess I get threatened so much that I forgot about it.
Now, you seem to have a penchant for insulting or fighting the disabled.
Hey, wait a minute.
Don't let it marinate for too long.
Yeah, look, I get it. Please continue helping a 14-year-old fan of mine, please.
Well, you can't... What is the question here? What do you do? Because you can't fight them? Well, obviously you can't fight them. You sped? This is America.
Again, we really should... Speds, okay. And tards, it's a...
Of course you can't fight them, young gentleman. This is America. We can't go around assaulting people. It's not the fucking wild, wild west where you could just be throwing drinks on people. I'd never have a drink of alcohol if that were true. I'd be throwing drinks left and right. I wouldn't even buy drinks. I'd walk into a bar, arms akimbo, with glasses of whiskey and Diet Coke ablaze, and you get a splash in the face. You get a splash in the face. Everybody in this bar gets a splash in the face. What I'm trying to say is you can't fight him.
I'm sorry, real quick. This is the second time today that you've said arms akimbo. What do you think arms akimbo means?
Your arms? Like how Arnold Schwarzenegger holds guns.
That's not what arms akimbo means.
What does it mean?
It means holding your hands on your hips and having your elbows jutted out as if you're saying, like, young man, get over here. This is arms akimbo.
Why do they say guns akimbo then?
Who says guns akimbo?
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Sriracha is currently Googling arms akimbo.
No, you're right. You're right. I was wrong.
I don't know where you learned.
Okay, well, you're getting a drink in your face first.
Okay, thank you. Look, again, a lot of people are like, "Hey, if you spit on someone, it's assault. Why isn't that assault? Because if it wasn't assault, everyone's faces would be covered in my spit.
Especially in New York. Oh. We have very strict laws about not touching one another because we need them.
Yes, we need them because we are animals. It would just be patooey, patooey, patooey. I would be a Gatling gun of spit. Anyone that looked at me cockeyed would get a drink in their face and some spit in their eye. So, George.
Look, what we're trying to say is you can't fight him.
Well, yeah, it's just like, but the thing is, if a kid wants to fight all the time, he already has plenty of people telling him not to fight people. Like, he knows that. Here's what happens to George. He gets real angry and he loses control. George, here's what I think you have to do. I think you're looking at this all wrong. You're saying to yourself, I'm better than these kids. I can't hold a conversation with these kids. I'm smarter than these kids. I'm taller than these kids. And I can't believe I've been put in this kid. You know, again, you say, I go to a very good high school in downtown New York City where a lot of the smart kids go, but in my high school, there's also a bunch of dumb kids. So here's what you gotta do. You gotta take advantage of the fact that these kids are so dumb, and you need to turn them into your personal army. You gotta stop looking at their dumbness as a liability and start to look at it as an asset. George, you can probably get your hands on some money and some candy. Like, you seem pretty smart and you're also pretty tall. Like, you got to start handing out candy and buddying up to these kids and essentially making them like your little posse. And then you make them fight each other and you make them fight the people you don't like. Remember, a dumb person is just a slave you haven't made yet. Sriracha?
You see that video of those teachers that had a, I think it was even an IEP program. They were using the kids from an IEP program as a school fight club.
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't see that story?
No.
There was a teacher running a school dog fighting ring, except dogs are kids in the special ed program.
I swear to God, George, that could be you.
This kid reminds me of the Wiz Kids describing himself. Have I ever told you the story about that weird kid in my high school?
Tell me.
Oh, okay. My high school had two weird kids. Let's make up names for them. Mike and
Cernovich.
Mike and Ben Shapiro.
Okay.
So Ben Shapiro was a little weirdo. Ben Shapiro always came to school with his Sonic fan fiction and would ask me to read it. And I even made an audiobook of this Sonic fan fiction. It was about he was in Sonic. And Sonic was his friend, and they were like, he played with all the hedgehogs and stuff. And his best friend was a stick person that came to life because they were the Chaos Emeralds or something. I don't remember. A little weird, had a little weird hobbies, but overall friendly.
Okay.
Gregarious. Then there was Mike. And Mike, in addition to being weird, was a fucking asshole.
Okay.
Which is what this kid reminds me of. This is the story. Do you ever remember, was that a thing in your high school where kids would bring zip ties to school?
No!
Okay, so for a hot second, the fun prank. So at your high school, did you have the one where the desk is attached to the chair?
Yes.
Okay, so we had those too. So the big thing in high school, the prank that people would do is they walk over and while you're sitting at your desk, they take like the belt loop from your jeans and zip tie it to the chair. So you'd go to stand up and the chair would go with you and be like, you got me. And then you'd cut it off, right? So at one point in my math class, I remember this clear as a fucking bell because it was so bizarre. Actually, George, this is what you should be doing to all your classmates if you want to make friends, because this was fucking hilarious. Mike is sitting and he's reading his book and the kid that sits in front of him decides he wants to fuck with him. So he goes over and he zip ties his belt loop to the chair. And at the end of class, the bell rings and Mike goes to stand up. But instead of standing up like a normal fucking human, he, for some reason, shoots out of his chair like a rocket. Like a rocket, this guy shoots out of his chair. And of course, the desk comes with him. And it clatters onto the ground and it pulls down his pants. And this kid lets out a blood-curdling scream, a scream that could shatter glass, and starts running around the room with this desk following him, chasing behind him, is making so much noise, the teacher is yelling, everyone is screaming and laughing. It's very funny. So you gotta zip tie some people to chairs.
Oh my god! You know, as horrible as that is...
He went to the IEP program after that.
It's still better to zip tie someone to a chair than to threaten to beat them up. Baby steps. All right. Yeah, because here's the thing, George. You can punch someone and you'll feel good for a second, but bruises heal. The kind of pain you need to inflict is psychological.
Right.
That kid will never heal from having that chair zip tied to him, having his pants pulled down, and apparently screaming like a porg or something.
Oh my god, I will. That is burned into my memory. I will never. It's like the Wilhelm scream. Anytime I hear a pitch even close to that, I'm transported back to 10th grade again.
That's fantastic. So, George, you gotta work smarter, not harder. Because the thing is, in a couple of years, look, it sounds like you've had your growth spurt early. Congratulations. In a couple of years, you're no longer going to be the tallest kid in the class. And if the only club in your bag is offering to fight someone, that is a real short shelf life. But if you can zip tie people to chairs, if you can spread rumors about them, if you can turn enemies into friends and then make your friends fight your enemies, bang their girlfriends, like spread rumors about the teacher, plant drugs on someone.
Fuck the teacher,
plant drugs on the teacher. Like zip tie the teacher to the desk, plant drugs on him and fuck his girlfriend.
Zip tie the teacher to your bed and fuck the teacher with drugs.
Exactly. You gotta expand your repertoire, George, because you don't want to be a one-trick pony. Here's someone you've never heard of, Tom Green. Here's why you've never heard of him. Because he only had like one joke. He was like, I'm going to do something horrible on MTV. I'm going to do something horrible. I'm going to suck milk out of a cow's udders. And it's just like, there's only so much you can gross out, George. Think, look at Milo Yiannopoulos. Like, he's like, I'm going to say outrageous things. It's like, there's only so many outrageous things you can say, George. And then all of a sudden, you're not being interviewed anymore. Again, there used to be a lady named Ann Coulter. She would say outrageous things. There's a reason you've never heard of her, George. At some point, you run out. There's an entire spectrum of fuckery. And you got to explore. You got to paint with every color. And you got to work with every brush. Sriracha?
What do you mean? There used to be a woman named Ann Coulter. She's still all over the place.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Uh-uh. Her books do not. Her books used to be bestsellers. And now... the only way her books sell at all is when, like, conservative reading clubs buy 50,000 of them at once to send to their member. Like, Ann Coulter used to be, like, invited to, like, keynote speaker at CPAC. She'd be invited to all these schools to give these speeches and piss off liberals. And it's like...
oh, she was like the Jordan Peterson of right. the day.
What I'm saying is, like, Ann Coulter was the hot cover. She was on the cover of Time Magazine at some point where it was just like, the conservative, the liberals hate. And now it's just like, oh, Ann Coulter, yeah, I guess she tweeted something mean. So did 40,000 other people.
Did you see her AMA on Reddit is one of the most downvoted things in the history of the world?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, you know who I was thinking of? Tomi Lanhern. The new dipshit.
Tomi Lahren, yeah.
The new dipshit that's constantly posting inflammatory shit.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But the thing is, the candle that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Tomi Lahren, today you're saying things like, you know, hands off my gun and this and that and all this crap like, you know, my Second Amendment protects you. And like you're making sexy poses with handguns. It's like...
what the fuck is the new trend of women on social media... sticking guns down their yoga pants?
I know. It's
why?
It's a trend. Because it gets people's attention today. But at some point, Someone's gonna stick a machine gun down there, yoga pants. And then someone's gonna stick two AK-47s down there. It's like there's only so many guns you can stick down your pants before people stop paying attention and move on.
What is the biggest thing you can stick down your yoga pants?
The biggest gun.
That's what we're trying to say, George. Just you gotta find the biggest gun.
No!
Bring it to school.
No! What we're trying to say is, don't think like Tommy Lahren. You gotta think like George. You gotta say to yourself, what's in my heart? I want to hurt other people to feel things, right? Right. There's more ways to hurt people than just threatening to fight them. Because eventually, yeah?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, I think your fists are actually the least effective way.
Yes! Bruises heal! Psychological scars don't. You gotta do something to kids that they're gonna be talking about to their therapist in their 30s.
Right.
Right. I feel like we've really helped a lot of people today, Sarge. I feel pretty good.
So what we're saying is bring a gun to school.
No! Stop saying that! Don't do that! Please say you're kidding! Anyway, that's been a stereo skill as a kid.
I didn't say loaded. Just bring it in to show your teacher how cool it is.
Okay, this has been the Satirical Advice Show. A Stereo Skills a Kid. Obviously, if you are a kid or if you have a kid who needs our advice, you can go to stereoskillsakid.com, scroll to the bottom. There's a form where you can submit a question. Tweet at us. I'm at Asterios.
Don't tweet at us if you're a minor attracted person. Don't listen to this show if you're a minor attracted person.
What? Where is this coming from? Wait, we were not talking about that at all.
I was thinking, because you say if you're a kid or if you have, if you're a kid or if you're, didn't you say something like?
Or if you have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a parent.
I love kids.
Okay.
Keep writing to us, kids. We really like talking to you in an acceptable fashion. As acceptable as it is for adults. Much more acceptable for me than you.
I still don't know why you brought up minor attracted at all. Here, I'm going to try to move us. Do you mind if we just blow past that?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to stereoskillsakid.com. Send in your questions. And if you want to hear episodes early, like sometimes a whole week early, you can subscribe to patreon.com/stereos for just $1. Why don't you plug your Twitch?
Yeah, why don't you follow me on Twitch? We talk about child molesters a lot. Twitch.tv/Sierra Santana, the number one.
You couldn't get Sierra Santana?
I could not. I'm upset.
Okay. And I'm on Twitch at Asterios Coconuts. I think that's enough plugs. Thank you so much for listening. And keep not killing those kids.
Keep not being a pedophile.
Good night.
I tried lube, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama, you didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car. Junk me. Leave me in the gutter.
I'll never leave you, never.
You heard him. You're a witness.
I promise, Mama. I never broke a promise to my mama.
Good boy.
Why can't they be like Albert?
Perfect in every way.
What's the matter with kids?
Yeah, what's the matter with kids?
Nothing's the matter with kids today.